An Arab League envoy to Syria at a press conference, he complained of a lack of support and the increasing militarization of the unrest in Syria. Annan was appointed to the post in February. He proposed a peace plan which failed to restore calm in Syria. The Syrian army continues operations to clear foreign-backed armed men out of the country's largest city, Aleppo. Syrian soldiers have inflicted heavy losses on the militants, killing dozens of them during clashes inside the city and around it. They've also destroyed an insurgent telecommunications system. Egypt's new cabinet has been sworn in by the country's new president, Mohamed Morsi. The new ministers were named after Morsi assigned Prime Minister Hisham Kandil with the task of choosing the cabinet. Kandil has kept Hussein Tantawi, the head of the former military, as the defense minister. The Turkish military has staged military drills on its southeastern border near Syria. The Turks test-drived their heavy military equipment, including tanks, armored personnel carriers, and missile-launching platforms. Ankara has strengthened its military forces along the Syrian border in recent months. At least two Turkish soldiers have been killed in an attack in the southeast of the country. Several other troops have also been injured after the Kurdistan Workers' Party militants attacked their outpost. Turkish security forces have launched a military operation in the area following the incident. In Iraq, at least 33 people have lost their lives in separate bomb attacks across the country. Officials say the attacks mainly targeted security personnel and their facilities. The latest spate of violence comes after a bloody day in July in which over 300 people were killed. The giant U.S. automaker General Motors is in trouble. The company says its profits in the second quarter of 2011 dropped by 40%. The fall is mainly due to economic problems in Europe. Ford's South American operations also posted a substantial loss during that period. And thousands of Italian steel workers stage a rally in the south of the country to protest the potential shutdown of their plant. Workers say the closure will make life for them very difficult, but authorities say the plant's fumes and dust endangers the health of thousands of workers and residents.